When they're ready. If you want to, do you want to warm up or are you just going to go?
Let me do one warm up.
All right, let's listen to the warm up and we're done. You have to say go. He's right.
Okay.
All right, okay. All right, here we go.
Like on command.
Ready? Architect.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Maybe it starts from the first
one.
Put
that on your resume.
What is happening? She's like winded.
Take a breath.
Oh, what an opener, man. What an opener for a good discussion leading into that.
That word
93 was... queefs in 30 seconds.
Yeah, that word cracks me up every time. I don't understand.
Be able to queef on command like that? Your dad must be proud.
How do you just, like, she's just bored one day. She's like, I'm going to teach myself how to do this.
Dude, some girls can, man.
One day, I'll make it on Howard Stern.
Suck air into their pussy and just blow it out. I think every dude has had that awkward situation, though, where they, with the chick, and you're done, and you just get blown away. You just got to laugh about it. You know they're more embarrassed than you are.
I think it's funny, like, farts are so normal, like guys fart and you're just like, ah, that's hilarious. A girl queefs and everybody's silent.
It's like, fucking, it's like a shameful walk. Yeah. It's the walk of shame, the fucking queef. I mean, they do it on you, whatever. But I'm somewhat newly married. You know, I'm going on a year and a half, up to 2 years. I think I found the key to successful marriage. For anybody out there, you know, you're thinking about getting married, I know you're in a relationship, and there's some things you really got to do to know if she's the quote-unquote, she's the one. There's queefs, and there's poop and farts.
Oh, yeah.
So this is my advice to people out there, is you gotta take a shit around or in front of your girl, because if she can't handle that,
like, and not just like a normal shit, like Mexican
raw
food,
shit.
Just tequila,
beer shits. You got to make her smell that, man.
Like maybe more than one in like a 2 hour period.
If she's like, that's nasty, not the right girl, bro. Not the right girl, bro.
The real moment is when you go in the bathroom after she takes a shit.
Oh my God, I'm glad you said it. You brought it up.
That's
that was
the real test.
So my next point is you got to smell your girl's shit. You gotta smell your girl's shit.
That's
because
necessary.
The first time, you're gonna be dealing with that for the rest of your fucking life. You're gonna be dealing with that, so you better just get that situation out of the way. Get your farts and queefs out of
like
the way, the poops.
The first,
if you're good, she could be the one. Then that's my advice to anybody, you know, considering
I
marriage.
Being like, I don't know, like 17 or something. I was in my first long term relationship, and this girl comes over to my mom's house and. It was late or whatever, and she was there for a long time, and she pooped, and I was like, it was like the most eye-opening moment of my teenage years, because, I mean, like, we grow up, idolizing, like, the female figure, right? So, like, girls don't poop.
Oh, God, you took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, you know, when you're, like, first getting into chicks, you literally say that to yourself. I think every dude's do that. Like, girls don't shit.
Which is funny, because when you're a teenager, the most disgusting things in your fucking whole life go through your mind when it comes to women.
Absolutely.
But then
those
you
fucking
think about
hormones?
A girl pooping, it's over.
Done. Now you rate it. Yeah, and they like, if you had a chick over, like you said, they'd try to hide it, like, you know, they would never admit to you that they're gonna say, they're not gonna say, hey, I'm going to take a shit.
Yeah, it's not
they
like
never
your best
ever
buddy,
say
like,
that.
Hey, I gotta go poop, man.
They fucking be all dainty about it, try to hide it, maybe turn the sink on and say, look, oh, I did my makeup in there or something.
Yeah,
they would never admit to taking a shit. But I'll tell you what changes when you're married. It turns into a fucking competition, man. Me and my wife, we'll fucking come check this one out. Green with fucking corn nuggets in this, man. It's a competition. Now, just today when I was home.
That's trust.
It's trust, man. It's love. That is love, is the fucking poop factor. I was just today. I'm on the pot taking a shit. I leave the door open now. I don't even close it. Like, this is my house.
Yeah,
this is our house.
A new level of comfort.
Yeah, it's a fucking new level of love there. She walked by. I was in a pretty prone position. It was kind of, I don't want to say it's awkward because it's not awkward between me and her, but I was just in a prone position. I'm hunched up, wiping my ass.
Oh, yeah.
She walked by at the moment like she was trying to, as I'm just wiping my ass. Gives me the stare. And I was like, man, come a long way.
the pre-step to that, like in any committed relationship, is when you start talking about, like, man, my stomach is just torn up today.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
we don't hide, are you okay? Can't hide that anymore, no. So, yeah, somebody sent me that video. I thought that was pretty funny. I had to kind of open with that, maybe catch some people's attention. But, you know, like on YouTube, when you're searching around and you get recommended videos, like, or related videos.
The
so,
Howard Stern queefing
bro,
one. Is...
you should see what was related after.
Oh,
after
God,
that.
I can
so
imagine.
I started digging around.
Go down the back door of YouTube.
Did you know YouTube actually does allow nudity?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't fucking know this.
Yeah, there's like...
If it's educational, quote-unquote, it can be... You can show nudity. So, you could have a... So, the one I saw was, you know, how to bleach your asshole.
Obviously, that's an important skill.
How to bleach your asshole. Dude was walking it through. Had a butthole model, I guess you could call it. Just laid out. There's a lot of steps to bleaching an asshole,
bro.
I did not know that. This is a spa bleaching. Like, this is professional work here. This isn't just your home kit.
What's the application of having, like, blonde butthole hair versus any other color?
I have no
idea. Like, at that point, when you just wax it?
You should definitely go for the waxing. And
if you're that committed that you're bleaching your butthole,
you're committed to your butthole looks. If you're gonna bleach it, you are committed to how your butthole looks. When you got your fucking ass hiked up, like, you must really care
outside
what
of like,
dude thinks
dude,
about your
yeah,
ass.
Like, outside of like a porn star, that's the most vain person in the world.
Yeah, I don't know any chicks. Like, I mean, I guess they're not gonna tell me like, hey, I bleached my butthole today. But I've never heard. I don't think that's a common thing. Other than, you know, if your butthole's on camera with the lights, camera action, like, yeah, I can like, understand that because that's your job.
Right. If you're
but the common girl, whatever, I don't think even dudes would even consider because you're not going to be staring at my butthole. You're never going to catch that situation. So I'm not bleaching my butthole and I'm not shaving my butthole.
If you're into like getting your salad tossed, I feel like that's a courtesy to wax
Dude,
your butthole.
I heard a funny joke about eating ass, because that's like the new trend now. Everybody's all about, you know, eat ass.
Well,
I eat ass, bro.
Bleaching your asshole was like
it's
the
probably
80s,
for the
90s. That was like the fad then.
It's for the ass eaters. Like,
right, now we've evolved to eating the booty.
If you're
like
into
groceries.
Eating ass, yeah. That's in that one fucking song, isn't it?
It makes sense. That's like the precursor to eating ass.
What's next? What is after? Where do we go from here? We've upgraded to eating ass. So, I mean, like, I really want to know what's next. Who's going to... Because somebody's always got to take it to the next level.
Absolutely.
Cake farts?
Oh, my
seen,
God.
Yeah,
like
everybody's
the
seen cake farts.
Video of all time.
Maybe not everybody. I say that. Like everybody knows what that
like,
is.
The lemon parties and the cake farts and all that. When you were younger, you didn't grow
good
up.
Good old
right.
Chad Simpson introduced me to cake farts.
Yeah, he introduced me
You need
a
good video.
Things.
Just go to Chad. Shout out Chad. Yeah, he'll be on the podcast at some point for sure. But they're the fucking people who eat ass too are the fucking most annoying kinds of people because they have to let you know.
Oh, they gotta tell everybody.
It's like an achievement. That. You'd see it on their fucking resume. Here you graduated from Indiana University, 3.7 GPA. Oh, you eat ass. Like
oh,
that's how
hired.
Fucking important that is to those people. Maybe not important, but it's like a vegan, I feel
it could
like.
Get you a job, though.
If you're,
that like the alma mater of eating booty?
It's, yeah, the alma mater of eating booty. That's a good one. But like...
Oh, yeah, vegans.
It's like a vegan type thing, you know? How do you know if somebody's vegan? Don't worry, they'll fucking let you know. But
Mustang
if
owners
you eat
too.
Ass, Mustang owners?
Yeah. Oh, have you seen my Mustang?
Yeah, they fucking...
Oh, it's a 98 stock? Yeah, dude, that's tight.
I did used to own a Mustang, but yeah. I swear I was not that guy.
That
I'm not, I just never was, I never was into cars or anything. It was never my thing. Mm. But, like I was saying about the YouTube, I didn't know there was fucking nudity. Like, if you put it under the disguise of education, you can do it on there. You can
mask
so
nudity
you
behind
got, you know,
education.
Yeah, I mean, there was how to eat pussy video, how to eat ass videos, all this related recommended content came up on my rabbit hole search that I went down.
there should be like what is the, like, the FDA of YouTube, like, is this video
FCC?
Actually, or FCC of YouTube, is this actually it's, educational? Now, if it's like a how to eat pussy video and they're really teaching you some good shit,
they did.
Then that's
they
education.
Did. I watched
leave
it.
Yeah, you leave that on
he,
there.
He left it up and he had.
But if
he
he's
had,
got like bad advice, they need to censor the hell out of it.
He had like one of those. It's hard. It's like a probably a silicone fucking cutout pussy.
Oh, like the.
Like it was just like a form, like. Just the lower part of a woman, like
the
they
next,
have those asses that you can fuck
the,
even.
Yeah, the evolution of the.
Never have done that. Seen them. I've seen them. Everybody's probably seen that. Got like it's like a kind of like a pocket pussy, I guess, but it's bigger. Yeah, it had everything, and the dude. So that's a whole level of commitment. But YouTube allowed it. He's shown you how to eat ass and eat pussy.
I mean, some people just need to know that at some point. Someone's got to teach you, right?
Somebody's got to teach you.
It's not like riding a bike where you can just like ask your dad to take your training wheels off one day.
So I was thinking about what would be funny, too, because I knew I was going to lead into this from our discussion. I just went to Twitter because Twitter's can provide some funny content. And the first thing, I search is eating ass. So I was going to read off a couple things just to see where the ass eating info is at today. Let's see. Okay. So here's a tweet from She Devours. Interesting name.
She eats ass.
She has to. Any male born after 1995 can't fix shit around the house. All they know is Call of Duty, vaping, sliding in DMs, listening to mumble rappers, cheat and lie about eating ass. She Devours.
She's calling out the non-ass eaters.
She's upset that somebody didn't eat her ass.
Yeah, she thought she was gonna get some booty.
She's upset. See if there's any other stuff here. I'm just
that's bad if
the top.
A girl's doggone you for not eating her ass.
Your
game is so bad that that's what she's picking fun at.
At least give her the thumb, man. Like dip the thumb in, you know. Eating ass, 100%. Like it's a huge trend. Oh, right. The ass-eating trend is weird also. I love eating ass so much. Me, eating ass. It's a picture of Miley Cyrus eating a cake. Like, I just don't know where this trend's going to lead, man. I feel like we've kind of capped that one out.
It's got to evolve.
But if I had to eat ass, I'll tell you who the first person I'd go after right now is fucking Daenerys from Game of Thrones. I've been on a Daenerys kick.
Okay,
lately.
So
she has
so
perfect titties. She's perfect.
She's not blonde in her life, right? She's a brunette.
Emilia Clarke, right?
Yeah, so
I don't know anything about her.
Have you
so
seen pictures
me.
Of her as a brunette?
I have not. I'm gonna look it up right
she's
now.
She's
borderline
unattractive as a brunette.
I find that impossible to believe. Man.
It could be
she's
like
so
it could
fire
be like,
as Daenerys. She's so
oh,
hot.
I told
my wife. I said you're gonna have to dress up as Daenerys for me. I want to fuck the mother of dragons, like. I don't know.
I forgot
I'm like
you've been going through that.
Yeah. We're not going to give any spoilers
are you
on,
like,
or anything.
Season, are you on season 4 yet?
I'm up. No, bro. I'm up to fucking season 6.
Shit.
Yeah,
like,
I flew
that was like a week.
It was. All I did on Saturday, literally all I did, I woke up late as fuck, probably noon. I didn't do a fucking thing but watch GOT all day. I swear to God. Nothing.
That's honestly,
I blew through a
season. Like
I committed to it.
The best way to watch that show because I mean, like this last season, obviously everyone had their like qualms about
all
it.
I hear
but the
is
biggest problem
about
was
it
was fucking 2 years since the last episode.
And I couldn't imagine.
So I lost like
that.
All of my desire for that show.
I couldn't imagine. Like, it is the way to watch anything. If you're really into it, obviously to have
oh, yeah,
all right there,
it,
you don't have
you
to
have
wait.
The whole storyline.
And I feel like you're way more connected to
yep,
the
and you
story
can keep
now, better understanding. Because I could
easier.
Not. This shit started back in like 2011 or 2012.
Yeah, that show's like hella complicated.
I could
too.
Not imagine
so much
having
plot.
To wait from 2011 and wrapping this shit up in 2019. Like, no, I'm clicking to the next episode.
Yeah,
they leave you hanging like
pulling,
a motherfucker too. Because
they're pulling like Easter eggs from season 1. In season 6, and you're like,
oh
shit, I forgot that guy even existed.
And I'll tell you who I fucking despise, and probably everybody does if you watch Game of Thrones. Man, the fucking Boltons need to eat dicks and die.
Oh, yeah.
I hate, is it Ramsay Bolton and
just
and
neurotic
Bruce
sociopaths.
Dude, he's got, he even just looks like a little beady-eyed motherfucker. Like
that dude definitely eats ass.
He eats ass.
For sure.
When he fucking, his wedding night with, Sansa. Man, yeah. that was raw. Like I said, I'm not gonna go into that for people that have not watched it. But
yeah, that show is intense.
Go into it a little bit, but I mean, his acting is so good to like make me like actually despise a fake character. Like
you just hate his face.
Good acting,
you hate his
bro.
Face now.
I fucking hate everything about
every time
that guy.
You see that
and
guy's
he's
face,
a fake character. He's a fake character, but oh my god, he plays that villain so fucking well.
Yeah.
So fucking well. And I'll tell you something interesting, because I'm a history buff, and I started researching a little bit, and there's actually some, I don't know, you can't say it's based on it, but there's some interesting parallels to, like, real history and Game of Thrones. Like, there was this house called Lancaster that ruled Lancaster, and they ruled and,
oh, well, I'm sure
and
he,
had this...
I'm sure he drew from
this
real life.
Young
yeah.
son that was, like, 10 years old, that all the nobles hated him, all the peasants hated him, aka Joffrey.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. If you're into history, you can definitely find some real parallels to, like, there's... real history. And I've always been fascinated with, like, medieval period and times. Like, I don't know why, it just... I find it very interesting.
I mean, that was kind of like the takeoff point for humanity.
Yeah.
The wheel and iron and...
Absolutely. And the
population starting to get bigger.
The Renaissance, you know, like things like the arts and...
Yeah, because it was the first time
really,
you had people who had like all of their needs met to a point where they could express themselves.
And to a point where they could also... educate themselves for
right.
like you can become an educated person because you have that time.
That's
and
an interesting period
yourself.
Of time, because the more knowledge you had, the more power you had at that point. You didn't necessarily have to be rich to be powerful. You could just know more than someone. You could, like, if you were literate.
Oh
had,
god, literacy
you had a
was like wasn't that such an advantage?
Yeah, I mean, like the Catholic Church.
I was getting ready to bring up
that
point. That
so bad
is just the religious. Sect had insane amounts of power back then. It was absolutely crazy. Galileo was imprisoned for saying that the earth was not the center of the universe. The Catholic Church imprisoned him, tried to make him recant because it was considered blasphemy,
right,
to say that the earth was not at the center of the universe, that the sun was.
But I mean,
Vatican
just,
had him
shows
imprisoned.
You,
the Pope, like, it was
shows
insane.
You, like, how dangerous they thought he was because he had extra knowledge.
Extra knowledge. We, like, we don't need
didn't
you sharing
out. Yes, exactly.
We don't need you giving this out because it's
well,
just insane.
It
even
an,
the power
it,
that
it
the
creates
church...
an option for everybody, basically. They're not, you know, they couldn't read the Bible. They had it read to them, most of them. So they just kind of had to go
it's
with
like
what
Mormons.
They were being told. So if you give them another option that's, you know, he can back up with hard facts and science, then people start questioning authority.
Yeah, and that's the last thing any
well, yeah,
powerful...
Then the Catholic Church loses all their money.
Yeah, they lose their money.
And at the time,
the Catholic
they
Church
were spending so much money building all these
I don't think...
cathedrals all
oh,
over the
God.
World.
Oh, my God.
So they needed that power.
The Vatican's a really interesting topic and in place, whether you're religious or not. It's an interesting
yeah, that's super
thing.
High on my
like,
list of places to
the,
go.
The power that this, it's a tiny little place, tiny. If anybody's ever seen like the picture of the Indy 500, like it.
Oh yeah,
you could fit probably like 10 Vaticans inside the racetrack, if not more. Like, it's a tiny little place, and a place like that still has the influence and power it doesn't. Or why is the Vatican meeting with presidents? Like, what?
Right, like, they're held in that such high esteem.
Separation well, but, of church and state and things like that. It's
but the Vatican's super wealthy, too.
Oh, my God. They have the Vatican Bank. They
oh,
have
yeah.
their own
oh, yeah.
bank.
With their own gold.
Their own gold, their own... you know, they're giving out their own loans and accruing interest on loans, like, and they've been doing that ever since, you know, the Vatican's been around. The Vatican
religion,
Bank, the influence they
sells.
Have, it sells, right?
That, I think I read somewhere, or maybe a documentary I saw, the Mormon Church was like one of the biggest growing Fortune 500 companies
still?
In America. Yeah, still to this
man,
day.
And if you believe, like, you know,
that,
everybody's open
like,
to their own beliefs, but man. If you've ever like researched Mormonism or what, it's batshit crazy. It is, and I South Park does a really good parody of it.
There's a good YouTube video.
You know, Joseph Smith. I think you've shown me that video back in the day. It's I think hilarious. They think black people are black because they were marked. They got marked. You didn't make a decision, buddy.
Right. They were neutral deciding whose side to take. So
and there's still black. There's black Mormons. Like, what the fuck are you doing,
man? You
gotta
evolve with the times,
maybe
right?
Like 0.01% of Mormons might be black.
I mean, you gotta roll with the times. Like, if you just relied on one demographic your whole existence, you're probably gonna fail at some point.
They'll take anybody that's willing to be down with the cause, that's money in their pocket.
Exactly. So why not? I'd take money all the time. I gotta go back for a second. We were talking about, like, the first time your girlfriend poops at your house and she's like in the sink on or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gotta be like the most stressful poop of all time. Like, she's trying to get in and out as fast as possible, not leave a mark, overflow.
What does
the
she
toilet.
Do if she leaves skids? I bet some girls have left skids and literally gone to the level of trying to find a way to clean it out for fear.
Oh, absolutely.
God forbid knowing somebody took a poop.
Absolutely.
I'd seen commercials for this stuff. I forget what it's called, but it's literally poop spray. They have this spray that you
could
spray on the water, and it masks your shit.
Right, like catches all the smell in case you're somewhere public.
You know, what fucking dude is going to buy that? That's fucking not a dude thing at all. Like, I want you to smell my shit, bitch. But that's totally made for chicks. Like, they're going to put that in their purse and, like, spray the toilet, cover your fucking shit
must
up.
Hide, I have to hide my filth.
Hide their filth, man. Hide their filth.
And then just wear their filth
you really
on their sleeve.
Put them in a precarious position. Just make sure there's no teepee in there. Like, they would... man, I've encountered that.
That was
you
like,
want to hear a dirty story? It's happened.
Yeah, but that was like every bachelor pad ever.
You're kind of leading me again, setting it up. I'm going to knock it out the park. So back in college, I'd been at this house party. It's somewhere on Butler. Didn't know the fucking place or the people, really. Just mutual friends that let
right,
us there.
Somebody you met.
Yeah. Not often do I have to poop at a party, but this was a necessary poop.
Oh, yeah. You get those three alarms.
I fucking took my shit, did my business. No teepee. So what do? You grab the motherfucker's towels and you wipe your ass and you put them back. Guilty.
Oh, you put them back.
I wipe my ass and fucking use these dudes' towels. They probably fucking wipe their faces with them the next day after they got out of the shower, but I...
So
I had to
you
wipe
just like,
my ass.
You just wipe
towel.
On one side and then you put that side down when you hang
just
it back up.
Just put it down. Yeah. Hopefully it's a blue towel because, you know, if it's white, you're going to see the skids. That was a fucking savage mood.
So,
move.
Note to any, you know, future or current bachelors, always buy white towels.
That's a great advice right there. You guys, if you have
never
a party,
want to get, like, the mystery
you
wipe.
You don't want a guy like me coming over, wiping my ass on your shit and drying your face off. Maybe your girl's taking a shower. She rubs it on her face and you're kissing her later. Well, guess what? You just ate my ass. Going back to the ass.
Yeah,
scene,
now,
you
now you're
my ass,
eating
bro.
Booty
so
on
now
a whole new level.
Is that
the next step? Is like the skid lick?
The skid licker.
You don't lick
hashtag
skids. You can't get with this.
Hashtag skid licker. But, you know, girls that, these Instagram models, I use that term lightly, they all are. Eating ass by whoring themselves out. Like, you're posting a picture of you eating a fucking taco and you got your tits hanging over the plate. Like, you might as well just be fucking eating an ass there because all you're doing is seeking attention and affection.
Well, they're selling,
you want
they're
that.
Selling sex without having sex.
Like, if you're a chick, how do you not every chick have, like, not have a minimum of, like, 5,000 followers? Like, you guys... That's all some chicks care. Like, Instagram
well, and
is
like,
a disease in that sense.
And thanks to the internet, you have access to millions of people. You don't even have to be that attractive.
No, not at all. There's some low, low, low dudes out there that would love to have you, ladies. Like,
yeah.
There's a dude out there that will have you. I promise.
You just got
to
know your value.
Creeps.
Like, if, you know, this, I call this the Snapcash era. You can't ask too much if you're too ugly. This is a hard fact that everyone has to learn.
Know your
point.
Fucking value.
You know your
bitch.
Value.
Know your value.
You can make a killing, but
give me a good rate.
You know, if you're a six, you got to eat those $10-$20 bids every once in a while.
I ain't paying for your fucking premium Snapchat, right? Ho. That's the stupidest thing
I can watch
ever.
Porn for
shit
free.
Piss, exactly. That shit pisses me
off. And they wax their assholes.
Yeah, they wax their assholes and bleach them, ho. Fucking premium Snapchat. It's a fucking like dudes. That, hey, if you pay for a premium Snapchat, do me a favor. Fucking kill yourself because you're retarded. You're fucking retarded, bro. I don't know anybody that does that. Why would you do that?
That's like
I don't
the,
care
that's
how
like the,
into the chick
the
you are. Go fucking
of...
watch your videos somewhere. Don't be paying for a premium Snapchat. Yeah. But that's like a big thing.
Those guys Snapchat. Still pay for cable too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on. Get up with the times, fellas. Get up with the times.
They never had Napster growing up.
You know, I never did have Napster, but what I did use was a big one when I grew up.
LimeWire.
Kazaa for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Kazaa?
Yeah.
But then LimeWire, yeah. LimeWire took, because Kazaa got shut down. But I remember getting Kazaa, and I just thought it was the fucking greatest thing ever. Like, you know, if this podcast is out in like fucking 30 years, they're going to be like, you had to download music and burn them on CDs and put the fucking CDs in a fucking CD player in your car.
Your
like,
disproof
how
Walkman while you mowed the
that?
Grass.
But bro, like that was like the thing. I would get on Kazaa or LimeWire. I even did a little Bear Share for some people that got deep into the game and would just fucking download everything. I would download everything. You know what else you could fucking download? Porn.
Yeah. Movies.
Porn.
All, anything.
Movies. Had a nice old porn file on the computer. So, hey, Dad, if you're listening to this, now you know why all your computers broke down.
Every 6 months.
Every fucking... And it was about every 2 years. I'd stretch them out a little bit. But you get the blue screen of death on the old PC. Dad... the fuck happened to the computer? We got a virus. Yeah, it was me. That was me downloading all that porn because God, for you, if you downloaded, if you did it enough, you, even just music, you ruined a computer.
Oh, it was
guaranteed.
Yeah. Internet,
guaranteed.
Internet pornography was just riddled with computer SCDs back then.
It was.
Well, they've really cleaned their act up.
It was.
I'll never forget my all time like.
There was no condoms for that thing. There's
no God,
protection.
No. Your Apple, the like with the red back, that thing was dirty as hell. I'll never forget the fucking when Napster came out. It was the best thing ever because I was like 12 or 13, so it was prime
you
time.
Actually, used Napster.
Yeah, yeah. This like, was before like pre Nickelback. Okay. Yeah, this was free.
Wasn't it Metallica?
Metallica. This is pre.
Yeah, it was Metallica. They like shut that. Shit
yeah,
down.
They sued the shit out of them. So this was the good days, but it literally. I mean, like now, if you download a song, it takes, what, 2 seconds, 3 seconds?
Yeah,
if you're on Wi-Fi, absolutely. Maybe instant.
I remember it taking
so
20 minutes.
This was still like dial-up era.
Dial-up.
So you had to listen to the computer die for half an hour, and then it would take another 10 minutes to load Napster. And then, then you'd pick like, and you always do this right before bed because the shit's going to take forever. I mean, we're talking like 10, 20 minutes a song. This isn't. Like, even relatively
you're downloading
good.
At 4 KBs a second.
Right. So, you know, I'm like 13 looking for like the newest Green Day song that's out right now. And if you start too early, you're fucked too. Cause, you know, I'll start doing like a whole album at 5 p.m. Dude, 6 o'clock
whole
on the
album.
Money. Oh, yeah. It would take Admitted. All night. You'd wake up and have a
it
new
would.
Album.
It would. I, so, would. I went song by song. I never did the whole album.
So, if you start too early though, 6 o'clock, man, 6:30 is just like clockwork. You got a telemarketer calling the house, and you're sitting there watching this thing just tick.
Would
one
that kick
little
you
second
off at
of
your house?
Oh
I
my
heard
god!
People had that problem,
dude.
Like,
I heard the phone
you
ring.
Get a call, it would
I remember
off.
Being 13.
It
was like the first time I ever sweared at my mom. I was like, "Mom, I swear to fucking God, if you pick that phone up right now, I'm fucking 20 minutes into this fucking song, and it's almost
shit.
There." And she answers the phone. Oh, fucking telemarketers and hangers. I'm like, "God damn it, you ruined my whole life,
dude." I never had that problem on the dial-up, like. I don't know why I had dial-up.
You guys
obviously.
Might have had two separate lines.
Well, we only had one phone line, 326-4173. Shout out. Everybody remembers their first phone number. But, I also heard, like, people, if you picked up the phone, you picked it up off the line,
oh, yeah,
people would get
would,
kicked off their fucking internet.
It would disconnect the computer, yeah.
Shout out CompuServe, though, back in the day. I was not an AOL guy. CompuServe.
I still have my AOL email.
Go back, do you?
Yeah.
But the real brings back good memories because before there was texting, you fucking AIM'd your host.
Oh, dude.
Get on
while
AIM
you did your homework,
after school.
You sat there
and
did your fucking
your
algebra.
You talked to yep. your girl. You remember how they had like a, you had your fucking screen name. What was your first screen name? Be honest. What was it? I'm trying to... I had some fucking terrible ones. Like, if I had a one that I really remember from Yahoo chat when I would try to go into Yahoo or AOL chat, one of those, and I'd think I was real cool. I had, like, a microphone, and I would try to talk to... Cute hair guy, too. Cute hair guy, too.
What? Why, too?
I don't know. I think it was my soccer number or something. Oh. But I would try to go mac on
one was
chicks,
taken.
And it was literally probably dudes. Like, it was before catfishing was known guys. About, but it was definitely a thing. Go into those Yahoo chats, like, women over 25 or, you know, whatever the fuck.
This was like the precursor to Catch a Predator.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You almost got Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen. Dude, there's some funny fucking Catch a Predators that I used to love watching that shit.
Oh my!
There's literally dudes that were willing to walk in your fucking stranger's house, butt naked,
with a six pack and a potato gun.
Hey, did you bring the condoms? Why don't you go ahead and take a seat?
You notice they always have like their fallback, and it never works. Like, how many times, if you're a pervert, how many times you got to watch Catch a Predator and be like,
dude, if
you put fireworks in the six pack of Bud Light, you're still bringing Bud Light to a kid.
There was a motherfucker on that show that had been caught twice by Chris Hansen.
He got Chris Hansen twice.
Come on, man. he got caught by those motherfuckers twice. I don't understand. You know, fucking takes a really dumb person, but it literally happened. Some of those guys, if you want to talk about funny first name, like screen names, those.
Oh, yeah.
Average white guy 15. Yeah,
they're just trying so hard to mask themselves.
Wants to eat your peach. Shit like that. Like,
those guys definitely don't eat ass.
No.
The funniest thing I ever saw on YouTube. There was this this YouTube video, and I don't know if Nike sponsored this or not, but it was basically to Catch Pro. This guy's walking in, he's got a
Nike.
Baggie. I'll get to it. Right. He's got this like brown baggie. And he walks in the kitchen, and it's not Chris Hansen, but someone similar. He's like, what are you doing here? And the guy, like, drops a bag, and there's beer and toys and, like, fireworks and candy. Yeah. And he fucking takes off out the front door, and the cops wrangle him, and they zoom in on his shoes, and he's wearing these, like, fresh, brand-new Nikes. And he wiggles free and gets away and runs out of there.
The
Nike emblem comes up, and it says, just
Chomos.
Run.
Chomos.
Nike. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it was a Nike sponsored thing.
It was a parody, maybe?
Maybe something like that.
That's,
it could have been
hilarious.
Yeah, some like off the wall thing, but it's one of the funniest videos I've ever seen.
I remember
just run.
I remember though, if you had a girl you liked in middle school, it was about, you know, probably middle school for me. Get on AIM after school. That was when we first started macking. Like,
oh yeah,
click,
hard.
Click, 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 click. Fucking chatting it up. Chatting it up with them.
If you don't get
desktop,
if you don't talk
dude,
to her,
desktop. This wasn't fucking laptops. This was desktop days.
You don't talk to her that night, and you go back to school the next day. And she's like, "I saw you were online.
Oh,
you didn't say hi to me."
When the door sound opens when you got on,
everybody's name would show up.
Sometimes you could go invisible and forget to go invisible. Yeah, or you get a message from them. You didn't reply to their shit.
I saw you talking in the group chat.
Fucking
you didn't
had
talk
to
me.
Put profile like check out on somebody's profile, and they'd put the most bullshit stupid stuff in there about them.
That's why our generation's so obsessed with Facebook and Instagram and all that shit. We started back in AIM
was definitely the start.
MySpace was
MySpace,
the shit.
I was generous. You remember when it was a fucking, like, you would lose friendships over that top 8
shit,
dude, bro.
Yeah.
So you talk,
it,
if you
well,
took
it was
somebody
like top
out
10 for a while, and then they shrunk it, and that fucked everybody up.
I remember you could eventually customize it, and there were certain, you could make it a top 4 even, you could change it to like top 4, top 8, you could do that.
Yeah, that ruined
lives. I tried to limit mine, I think I changed it down to like a top 4, so I was like, oh shit, I only got room for 4 people, but yeah, if you pulled your bro out of like the top 8, like you knew there was problems, and there, that would definitely start drama, like,
dude,
or if you had a girl, like you had to move her to the number 1, you had to. Like over
like
your,
the girl
over
you're
your
talking
boys.
To, yeah,
yeah. Like fuck that hoe, man.
You get
see,
to football
move,
practice, like what the fuck,
move me
man?
Over. You put fucking Lacey over me, whoever the fuck, you know, man. Get that bitch out of there. You know I'm your boy. fucking top eight. That was a terrible idea. Terrible idea. That was like pre
blowjobs too. So yeah. It wasn't even like you were risking anything except for your street cred.
Shit. That was a fucking terrible, terrible thing. I remember like putting like a lot of legitimate work, like maybe I shouldn't call it legitimate work, time into creating my MySpace page. Like I had
fucking you had to code your background, pick the song.
You got the intro song. Oh, these were the best. Whenever you broke up with a girl, go to some dude's page if they had a recent breakup to check out the drama, because I'm always scoping out the drama. Even today on Facebook, I love a little
live Jerry Springer with people.
I love a little good Facebook fucking Springer. I love getting in on that shit. Just observing. I'm just here for the comments. Popcorn.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Frog sipping, Kermit sipping
just
tea.
Feed me
I'm
that
just here.
Bullshit
just
life.
Give it to me because I like it. I fucking like it. I'm not afraid to admit it.
Just
poor
Kardashians everywhere.
I need those people out there to just give me that
they'll never leave either.
They won't. They fucking thrive off it too.
That's what we should make for Facebook is like a top 10 trash.
Top 10 trash.
Like top 10
bring it into
drama
our podcast. Dramas
page.
Of the week.
Yeah.
I saw some good shit. I'll have to tell you about later off the air.
In our area,
I don't
a lot of
blast
it's like
these people on
meth.
There, but,
yeah,
but there was some funny shit on there, and but as I was saying, if you caught wind of a breakup back in the day, I loved it when that fucking song, "Fuck you, hoe, I don't want you back."
Yeah,
they'd fucking have that on their page.
Well,
that
dude,
shit was so
dude,
fucking
was,
funny.
It was prime time because that was like the emo, like grunge. Time
that
like,
was the breakup
that music
song.
what was hip anyway.
You put that
it?
Out towards a
oh
girl that was like a fuck you ho. Yeah. I don't want you back. And then there was the girl version that came out later that was like, I can't. She came out with a reply.
Oh
and,
no.
You never heard the fucking female version of that?
I mean, I probably have, but that
it's fucking hilarious.
Damn near two decades ago.
It's ripe. Yeah, it was. The fucking. I'm going to have to listen to that song after this just to hear it. Maybe I'll pull it up now for... I don't want to get pulled for the copyright, but that shit was too funny. That's such a...
MySpace
such a
was wrong.
Bitch fucking song to make. Like, bro, that's dude, your legacy.
The other thing was, like, you figured out which one of your friends were, like, just dumb as fuck when MySpace came out. Because it was, like, kind of tricky to get your background to look a certain way. Like, you had to know a little bit about how a computer worked.
Just a little copy and pasting,
right.
Really.
Eventually,
that's
yeah.
Really?
I mean, that's, you
but
know,
people
anyone
couldn't
who knew what they
do it.
Dude, it was such a show. I can't tell you how many like friends couldn't would call me it. Like, man, I can't do it. I can't get my shit. That's when we learned who was going to go to college and
yep.
Who wasn't.
Yeah. I wish I could go back and see some shit from MySpace. Like,
I've tried to get back into mine
I did
a few
too.
Times. I can't ever
it's
figure
not,
it out.
It's not even the same. It's all music now, like music and comedians. Because
oh,
I was
weird.
Like, I thought back a couple months ago, and I was like, man, there's probably some funny-ass messages in there, something, some conversations, just something that I'd have a good laugh over. You can't. That
oh,
shit is
man.
Gone.
They just,
it is
they
not
deleted,
the same.
They deleted AIM last year. I wish they
I heard
I could
about
have gone
that.
Back and looked at all
man,
my old
rest
shit.
In peace, AIM.
I still have my AOL
I can
stuff.
Still hear that door opening and closing. You ever have those people that would fucking have that happen where it'd be like they're opening and closing the door constantly? It had the shitty internet.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking that would piss me off
they're
so bad.
They're stealing the neighbor's internet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Splicing that shit at the pole.
Fucking AIM. You don't. So you don't remember your username?
It was. I mean, it's always been the same. It was either like Sandman or it was like I'm your Fada. Or Darth Fada. That was probably
go.
It.
I remember.
I was obsessed with
this is how stupid some girls were. Like, if you had a girlfriend, I had a girl try this to me. If you had a girlfriend, they would create a new username, and then they would try to talk to you as that other girl.
Right, catfish
like,
you.
Yeah, be like, so do you really like Chrissy? Yeah. Are you really into her? Because I kind of think you're cute.
So this still
and
happens.
It's your fucking
they
girlfriend the whole
getting
time.
Their friend to do it for them.
Yeah. I my experience, it was the girl herself. It was my own girl creating a different username.
Just trying to catch
yeah, it
you,
was like when a fucking up. Chick from Pendleton Heights suddenly finds my AIM and just messages me. And you also happen to be just online and I was just talking to you and now fucking PHS Arabian hot chick is fucking talking to me. Yeah, I'm on. I smell your bullshit. I caught you.
That's funny you bring that up because we were talking about Chad earlier. Chad got MySpace catfish. He may have been like the first official catfish.
MySpace fish.
Yeah, he got MySpace fished.
Mm, is that a show?
If you ever get him on here, you have to tell that story because it's one of the funniest.
I'll save it for Chad. Heard.
Yeah, it's good.
I'll save it for Chad.
Only Chad would get catfished on MySpace.
Man, I don't know whatever happened to Tom either. You know, I was thinking about that the other day.
Like,
he's had that picture of him in the mirror with the flashlight or whatever.
You want to talk about somebody that needs to meet Chris Hansen? It's Tom.
Dude, Tom.
That guy freaked
me probably
the fuck
created
out.
That shit just to creep on. I think fucking Zuckerberg had created Facebook to like try to connect with chicks. Maybe
it was like a hot ranking thing. Yeah, they were ranking girls on campus.
I remember when Facebook was for college students only.
See, that Facebook came out my senior year of high school, so I got it like that summer.
I had a buddy.
Yeah, because it was closed network for a while.
It was like
campuses.
You had to like be part of a campus before you could set up a page. And I remember I had a buddy that somehow got a Facebook, and I was like, how the fuck did you do that? What is it? I knew nothing about Facebook, what it was. And he had a Facebook and was friends with football players from IU or whatever. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And now
that'd
it's
be wild.
I mean, that was kind of obviously they would have never been successful if they just kept it limited to college. Now, like, fucking grandparents are on Facebook, everybody is.
Oh, it's, everybody.
Yeah, you know, the Facebook is literally changing elections.
Some of these, so
like it's a propaganda machine.
My nephews are like 13 and 15, I think. I was over there one day and I saw some funny video on there and I pulled it up and I'm like, hey, come look at this shit. And they come over and they're like, oh, that was funny. They're like, what are you watching that on? I was like, Facebook. They're like, oh, you're fucking old. I'm like, oh, you disrespectful little shit. It's like,
dude, Facebook is getting into media. There's a couple shows that I watch on Facebook, but they're like starting to produce their own content, like
that's
Facebook
wild. Getting into the streaming
show. Yeah, like Netflix is coming out with a show for anything and everything. They are fucking
dude,
making movies. They
Disney's
got
about to
specials.
Fuck that up.
So what's I've heard about this a little
Disney,
bit.
Disney. So
I don't know what's really going on.
So essentially, slowly Disney has been absorbing all of these little streaming companies. And rights to things, like they pulled all of their Disney rights from Netflix. So they
movies on Netflix?
I'm not exactly sure how the contract worked out, but they pulled a bunch of them. They may have pulled all of them at this point. So Disney owned like 70% of Hulu. Well, they just finished buying Hulu out completely. And they're supposed to launch their own streaming service, I think, this year. And, I mean, they own everything. So
they're going to be like, it's Disney's version of Netflix. Or,
right. Well, and I'm curious to see how they
Prime.
Do that with Hulu, because like Hulu has Hulu Live, where you can, I mean, it's, you have everything.
Yeah, that's, I think that's without question. That's the future of how people are going to get their content is through these services.
Oh yeah. It's
going to
kill cable.
You know, like your Xfinities and Comcast, Xfinity, AT&T, things like that. They're going to have to change.
Well, yeah,
because
why would I pay for cable where I can only watch, I mean, outside of like on-demand avenues, but I can only watch what's currently on, where I could go on Netflix and literally watch just anything I want from a selection.
It's just like a podcast in the fact that I can go, you know, like radio, like you have to be there at the set time.
Exactly.
In the set place, aka TV or, you know, car radio or your radio at your house. Like, you know, a podcast, I can open that up whenever I want. It's not dependent upon
pause
time.
It, walk away.
And I really think podcasting is the future of that type of media. Like, I think it will take over radio in that sense. And the thing that I love is there's not a governing body. There's not any FCC that's restricting the content. It's a true way to get free, unadulterated, unrestricted, unedited.
Anybody that has any kind of commute out there, like that doesn't have satellite radio or their phones hooked up, if you listen to the actual radio, there are maybe a handful of talk shows that are worth a shit.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them are just fucking annoying. Yeah. It's like, I might as well watch fucking Fox News. Yeah.
The good ones, the good shows are dying out. they've been established for a long time, you know, like a Bob and Tom.
Yeah, I mean, something like that's going to last for a while.
They're riding on their name at this point. It's not because that's how people want to access it.
Right.
It's what they've done forever.
It's hard if you don't have a name to draw new people to listen to the fucking radio.
And I think, you know, podcasting and the streaming and the providers like that, it's without a question, that's going to be the future and the new way that people will access their content.
Is what you're doing.
It's absolutely convenient. You know, cable television will be a thing of the past because there's, you know, even just YouTube. YouTube is getting into YouTube TV.
Yeah, they have their own streaming service.
Live sports. And the thing that cable is that it's really going to kill them, besides the fact of the inconvenience of having to, you know, be subscribed to like a cable network, is the fact that there's only, you know, like 4 or 5 packages that people can get,
and
it's a bunch of bullshit that you don't want. I want to be able, and I think Sling tried to do something similar to this, but I'd like to be able to just pick the channels I want and pay a fair price for that. I don't need 300 channels where 200 of them, or fucking 275 of them,
shit,
I don't give a shit. I just
to
need, you know, there might be fucking... there's probably less than 10 channels that I actually watch that, like, if I was to subscribe, like, I would be like, you know, I want ESPN. I want the Discovery Channel. I want the History Channel.
I don't need QVC. I don't need Lifetime.
Yeah, shit like that. Like, I think
cable
that
should
really
evolve. That's the only way it's going to stay
that,
alive is if they can
cable
evolve
could
that
evolve
way.
To make it a pick and pay type plan, an a la carte,
and it's got to be price competitive.
It has to.
That's
be
the other thing Disney's talking about. Their streaming service is like going to start at like $8 or $9 a month. Well, fuck, my Netflix is already $16 a month. It's just steadily gone up over the last 5 years.
Yeah, I think if they did like an a la carte type platform where you could pick what you want and just pay based upon that, like they, I think you could stay competitive.
Oh yeah.
Like that.
Well,
I think the
hard part
is
that the cable had to eat all of the infrastructure cost of getting internet to every house in America.
Yeah.
So that's what had, I mean, that's what made it so expensive to begin with.
Well, just recently AT&T was running through here, laying the fiber optics for their optic for their internet and for the, you know, the cable they provide, because I use UVerse. I used to use Comcast Xfinity and I fucking got rid of them.
Have you noticed
fiber optics is insane?
So much better.
And the thing about Comcast, it's really faulty with their internet in particular, is, you know, if you buy the 100 meg plan, say, for your internet speed, that 100 megs is divided up by all the people in your area. So at peak hours, like 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, yeah, your internet's trash.
You're never getting the 100 megs that you're paying for.
No, because you don't have a dedicated line.
You don't have the dedicated line, exactly. Right. What AT&T does with their fiber optics is you get a dedicated line.
And it's a lot.
It goes directly to your house, and that is it.
What do you get, like 750 megs?
You can buy a gig speed.
That's fucking incredible.
Like that, you can. I have, I think, the 100, and when they tested it, it was actually producing more than 100. And there's been some times when you download stuff, or you can get on your computer and you can see your speeds. Like I'm averaging at least at that 100, if not better. So that in itself, like, I really did notice a difference on that. I didn't think I would, but that dedicated line is everything. Comcast does not do that.
I read this thing. We were talking about finding topics for this. I read this article. Elon Musk's company, I can't remember what it's called, but...
The Boring Company?
No,
that's
no, no.
The same company his.
Yeah, no, this was a little crazier, actually. So they... it's called Starlink. So basically, they're going to launch 3,300 low-orbit satellites to provide internet. Because when they tried it in the past, they had to use what they call a geosynchronous orbit, which is a lot higher, and you lose a lot of, I mean, bandwidth. You imagine the distance is considerably further. But yeah, this low orbit satellite, and they think they'll be able to provide internet to essentially the entire world wirelessly.
I've always kind of wondered, why isn't Wi-Fi just fucking everywhere at this point? Like, that seems like it should happen, or...
Right.
Should be in the
like, works. We should just be able to connect to one network.
Yeah. I've noticed some cities or towns when you go in.
Yeah,
it's
big,
like,
cities do that. Bloomington.
City of Carmel, Wi-Fi connect. Uh-huh. You know, like, IUPUI campus when I went to school there. Like, anywhere on that fucking campus, you could be connected to IUPUI.
That's, it's like that. Purdue, IU, they have their own Wi-Fi.
So why, you know, why haven't towns kind of done that? Or, I guess,
that's
taken responsibility
that's definitely
of that.
The use of tax dollars I want to see.
I agree. I would totally be down for that. I would be okay with my tax money going to that if I could be in my car and just streaming Wi-Fi.
Right, literally everywhere.
Content. Yeah, I mean, once that happens, which I think it will happen, it's inevitable. If not, you'll be able to bring a hotspot with you anywhere and set it up, I guess, that way, which you can obviously already do still. But
right, it's just pricey.
When I can get content anywhere, that ability to access any information at any time is... That's huge.
Well, I mean, it just goes along with our generation is the age of convenience. I mean, you think about like fast food and we want everything immediately. If I can have internet on demand all the time, I mean, you essentially can now with your phone, but not like having to pay for extra fees or what, you know, if there's just constantly Wi-Fi provided, that would fuck a lot of phone companies up though. If you could just get Wi-Fi, I mean, like, my iPhone, I can call you, we can FaceTime. I don't have to have an actual plan, as long as I can connect to Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and it needs to be, obviously, efficient Wi-Fi, good Wi-Fi. We don't want to downgrade to that dial-up type stuff. But even if you could, if you were in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the sticks, and you could still be able to access content freely, that's an advantage. It'll only upgrade in advance.
Have you read anything about these 5G towers, like killing birds and trees?
No, I haven't heard a thing about that. I've heard that the 5G that they're promoting isn't like truly 5G. I don't know enough about the technology.
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand the science behind it. But
killing birds.
Basically, these towers, they look like this new age thing. I mean, they have these little panels that are all over them. They're real tight. If you've ever seen them, you know what I'm talking about there. But I've been seeing articles where like people are posting about how, they put a new 5G tower in by my house. And now I never hear any birds chirping. Like I never see any birds flying around.
Fucking hard.
And like the top 10 feet of every tree in our neighborhood just died.
It's fucking harp, bro.
Yeah, well, I mean, I saw two birds land on one the other day, so
did
I don't
you
know.
Really?
Yeah, I was just cracking up. I'm like, well, that's some bullshit. But
we're gonna find out in like 50 years it's worse than smoking. Or
those birds are probably autistic and unvaccinated too.
I wonder
so.
About stuff like that in our current day and age, like what we are doing that we aren't aware of. It's like, man, those fucking morons didn't know that smoking was bad. But like, what are we currently doing?
I saw
that is like that. Like, dude, you set your phone in your pocket next to your sack, like
all day.
Those people were radiating their sacks for like. For their entire lives. What fucking morons. How did they not know this?
I saw
don't
a meme about
that
today.
Something like that going on that we're doing.
I saw a meme about that today.
Vaping,
it was like,
maybe. There
was
isn't
like,
enough time.
Brother, there's going to be a commercial on TV in 40 years. It's like, did you ever drink Four Locos? Have you ever had blah, 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 blah symptoms as an adult?
Dude.
Mesothelioma.
Yeah. Like mesothelioma.
Four
like,
Locos.
Shit like that. Something there's surely something I'm doing to myself that's just
it's gonna be something really absurd too. Like, did you wear nylon in the 90s and early 2000s?
Absolutely.
Do you have melanoma?
Fucking mesothelioma. I don't even know what
diabetes.
That is, diabetes. Diabetes cat.
I wonder if that guy's still alive.
He looked on the back end of his days. So. One thing I wanted to also talk about with you was the upcoming NFL season. Is I've been looking at the sports lines, and because I'm big into betting, that's kind of my thing that I do now. And I think I found a steal that I'm personally betting. I would definitely, if you're a gambler, I would take advantage. Opening week 1, which is right around September 5th. So we're not too far out.
Thank God.
We're not. I know.
I cannot watch baseball.
July, August. Yeah, we're just a couple months away. But
thank God the NFL's off when like concert season and summer is going.
Right at the
so
sale,
I have something
right at
to
the
do.
Sale end, yeah.
Right.
I'm definitely going big on the Colts at +3 underdog against the Chargers. It is at LA, but I really like that bet personally. I think the Colts are going to have a killer year.
The Chargers kind of ended their season on a low,
a very low note.
Yeah,
a very, very low note. They got annihilated by New England.
Is Philip Rivers back or is he gone? Gone.
He's still the guy there.
That's got to end sometime soon.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm so sick. I've been sick of Philip Rivers for forever. What, 20 years?
Yeah, doesn't he have
35 kids or something ridiculous?
I don't know.
He's got like 8 kids, I'm pretty sure.
Is he really?
Yeah. I mean, you're rich, whatever.
I remember him from the Manning days. Like,
oh, yeah.
You always get fucking beat by him. I know you're a
Houston guy. I hate him, but he is consistent.
Such a cocksucker. I hated his attitude, man. He was like such a
He's like the
mad
poor man's Tom
talk.
Brady.
Yeah, I think that's a kind statement for him personally. Another bet I'm looking to get on for sure. I like this. Some people might think it's risky, but I like the fucking 49ers against the Buccaneers. The Niners are a 1-point underdog. So,
who are the Bucs going to start at quarterback
this year? Probably Jameis. I would think it has to be
Jameis. He ended pretty well last year.
Now, they do have Bruce Arians as their coach this year.
Oh, yeah,
which
that could change a lot.
I love Bruce Arians. I love everything he does. I love having a Bruce Arians running back in fantasy. Because, you know,
he runs that balance.
He's a lot like an Andy Reid. Like, he does a lot of screens to his running backs. So you can get those receptions and the rushing yards. He does have a pretty intricate offensive.
That's probably the
style.
Worst mistake the Colts ever made. Letting that guy go.
I don't disagree. I really like Coach Reich, though. I think he's doing a lot of good things. I think he's got a very creative offense. He's definitely an offensive-minded guy.
Their office was just a mess when Pagano was there.
It was absolute shambles. But with him and Ballard, I think that's where.
Oh
more
yeah, I mean,
than,
last year looked really promising
the
for
right,
them.
More than on the right path with those guys. But Shanahan, he's a good, you know, being the 49ers coach, he's a good offensive guy. Jimmy Garoppolo will be back. He will be starting week one. So I really like that bet. Take the Niners +1 at Tampa Bay week one on the -110 payout.
Those are both that team that, like, you never think about, and then they make the playoffs, you know, 6 years in a row.
Yep. And then, as I said, the Colts. I'm trying to look at some other lines. I've got them up right now. The first game of the year is the Packers against the Bears. The Packers are +3.5 underdogs. I don't know. I wouldn't touch that
game. I
could
see that. They have a lot of new defensive players.
They do.
They don't have anybody to throw the ball to this year.
I wouldn't touch that game just because of the new coach coming in. I mean, you do have Aaron Rodgers,
well,
so that
those,
always gives you a chance. No,
those rivalry
what.
Games are always hard to call to. You have two teams that, you know, like that have so much history. It could go either way every year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a divisional game. Divisional games never come easy because, you know, you play
I'll tell
those
you
teams
what,
all year.
I'll tell you the thing I hear Colts fans say every year. They're like, man, we just got to fill a couple holes and we'll be awesome. I feel like you guys have been saying that for like 25 years.
That's a common thing, but we got a Super Bowl.
That's
Texans
true.
Texans don't.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Texans,
I mean, you also
have owned them for
two
for
Hall of Fame
very
quarterbacks.
Long time. Yeah, I mean, the way we were able to land.
You guys were
after
you guys
Manning,
were
was like,
a cunt hair away from the Ryan Leaf situation.
Was, yeah, no kidding.
Can you imagine that?
God, I'm drawing a blank for some reason.
He ended up in jail.
Who was our why am I drawing a blank on the GM during those years? I can see it. Polian.
Oh yeah, Bill Polian.
Yeah, I mean he knows what he was doing and definitely stayed away from Ryan Leaf in that situation.
I was pissed when he got
Ryan
Andrew
Leaf
Luck.
Went off the fucking deep end.
Yeah,
he got
ended
like
up in
super
jail.
Addicted to like Vicodin and all that shit and ended up in jail, like you said, and I see him on
Peyton Manning ended up being
Fox now, but
Peyton
yeah.
Manning is the best quarterback to ever live.
Yeah, like
two Super Bowls.
You know, the best regular season quarterback of all time, in my opinion. Regular season quarterback.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, he changed the game from like an perspective of the general, like, you know, calling audibles before the play.
Well, even
changed,
just
that
quarterbacks
like,
calling plays.
That just
in
like emanated from
yeah.
Manning. Like he changed that. Like that's definitely the biggest part of his legacy. I think is being that play the coach on the field, you know, he saw the defense and would change everything right there.
I think he showed everybody the importance of having a high football IQ too. That can make or break a player.
Yeah, second to none. Now, you know, whether he accomplished those things is a different story at times. Big games. So that's always my knock on Manning. That's why I know I get into argument. I am a Colts fan, big Colts fan. And people say that I can't say what I say about Tom Brady, but I think he's the best. Like,
I think that was a right time and place scenario.
In the sense of what, just the accomplishments. This is the argument that I like to use for that scenario is if there's a final drive, you know, there's the 2 minute drive. If I get to pick any quarterback to go score that touchdown to win the game in the final 2 minutes of a Super Bowl, of a big game, I'm taking Tom Brady.
Yeah,
like,
but are
he
you taking,
is the big
here's my
game
thing, though. Are
guy.
You taking Tom Brady and Bill Belichick or just Tom Brady? Because that makes a lot – to me, that makes all the difference.
It's just – to me, it's just Tom Brady. I'm taking who he is. He's Tom Brady.
Here's my argument. Look at the year he got hurt when he tore his ACL or whatever.
Yeah, people say that
Matt Castle
the time,
took that team to the – they went to the playoffs.
They did, but – it was a good team.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I think
Teddy Bruschi.
I think you
got
to give 90% of the credit to Bill Belichick in that situation. I think it's a coaching situation.
Players win games, though. At the end of the day, a coach can set you up for success, but at the end of the day, you have to go do it yourself. And anybody who's played sports knows that. You have to go do that.
Yeah, but I think a good coach can make a good player phenomenal.
They can definitely make all
I
the
think
difference.
Tom Brady was I think Tom Brady was a good quarterback especially. That plays in a phenomenal system with an incredible coach. But I think you could put any good quarterback in that spot and they're going to thrive. Matt Castle wasn't even a good quarterback and he went to the playoffs.
Yeah, if you're a skilled and good quarterback, you should.
But I think
you
can say that for any
there,
position on that team. That's what makes the Patriots great.
Tom's been doing it up to what is he going on 41, 42 now, like that to me says like dude's fucking good.
Oh yeah, I'm never going to discredit his ability because I do. I mean, statistically, he's probably the best quarterback that's ever played. My only argument is, would he be that good on any
we'll
other team
know.
In the league?
We'll never know.
Oh, but, I agree. Or but, would he be that good without Gronkowski?
Well, he's not going to have him this
huge.
Year.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll definitely see. I mean, like. People point at Gronk and things like that. Obviously, Gronk is a
that's
the best
that's a one in a million player just because of his athletic
one
ability.
One of the best tight ends to ever do it, hands down. If not, you know, some people argue the best. I say Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I don't get mad if you say Gronk. He just Gonzalez did it much longer. I just go back to that. There's something about the clutch factor with him. Like the dude. Like if he's going against my team's defense, like. I'm fucking worried in those last 2 minutes. Like, you almost have a sense when he's driving, like, fuck, he's going to fucking
do it
again.
Oh, yeah,
he
gets on a roll, he's a fucking juggernaut.
And he's gotten a lot of calls that land his way. Like, so be it. It's what that whatever happened, fucking happened. At the end of the day, they fucking won. So, I mean, it's so close with when you talk about guys that great. There really is no right or wrong answer. It's just a matter of preference and in your opinion on those things. So
yeah,
it'll be an interesting season for them,
you know,
man. He has,
especially Packers fans, but a lot of people say Aaron Rodgers is the greatest quarterback that's ever lived.
I hate when I hear that.
He's
like,
missed a lot of games, man. He's
hate when people try to put Rodgers up there. Like,
I think he's an elite quarterback. I will never disagree with that.
Without question.
But if you look at his career versus a Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Drew Brees, it just doesn't.
I think he's
quite
underachieved.
I agree.
He's underachieved.
I agree. He
for
didn't
what
live up to
he
his
should
hype.
Be. I mean, there were times there when the Jordy Nelson years and Greg Jennings.
Yeah,
and
incredible receivers.
Those guys, like, you had some fucking talent.
Randall Cobb.
And he only won one. Yeah, Randall Cobb was hot for his first couple of years.
They were really good
Dallas
until
now.
They signed Eddie Lacy. And that was like
hamburger.
It started
Lacy,
to go downhill,
man. But like
that dude was
he
good.
Should
in college,
have,
though.
I mean, it's the same thing as like Manning. You should have. He should have won more than one Super Bowl
right.
with the Packers. Manning should have won more than one Super Bowl with the Colts.
At
but
least three.
Tom Brady was always in the way. Yeah, was always that. I mean, sometimes even losing like the Chargers, like you said, Phillip Rivers. Man, like you can. It was those big game moments. whenever Manning went to play in New England, he fucking ended up throwing four fucking picks
every
Ty
single
Long.
Time. They got
like,
in his
it just
head bad.
Killed me.
Yeah, it always
he
had always
like,
gotten his head to play there.
I'm, you know, people are listening. They can say I'm not a true Colts fan because I'm talking how I am about Brady. What you know, everybody is Brady. Chokes on dicks, this and that. The dude fucking wins, and like that's
probably a big part of why everybody wants to hate him, though.
Yeah, everybody. You
he's got a big target.
Everybody, I mean, everybody like, hates on greatness.
Even like, if he was like the people, nicest, like didn't cheat, never did anything wrong, they're still gonna hate that
guy. If nobody's pointing at you and coming at you and hating at you, then you probably haven't accomplished enough.
Tim Tebow went to the fucking playoffs that one year, and everybody hated him. And he was like the purest person ever.
Yeah, Tebowing, fucking Tebow.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Tebowing. But when you're at the top, you know, of course people are going to try to pull you down. It's like they don't want to see you there.
Unless you're Ray Rice and you don't look him in the eye when you talk to him. Dude, man. I swear that year they were in the Super Bowl when the lights went out, he definitely killed somebody. Yeah. You remember that when they were playing?
Ray Lewis did too. He got away with it.
Yeah, yeah. It was a scary event. You never want to be in the stadium with those two guys and the power goes out. It's like asking Plexico Burris to hold your gun.
Ray Lewis has like one of the most amazing motivational speeches ever, though. If you've ever seen shit where he talks at the huddle, it's.
He's just ready to go to war for him. The guy just has.
It's insane.
Incredible.
Would not
want to
get hit by that guy.
Yeah,
it'd be an interesting season though. If I had to pick a Super Bowl bet,
it's tough this year. Kansas City's got to be up there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, for me, it's down to them. And until the Patriots are knocked off, I'm going to have them up there, too.
You get those wild cards every year, though.
Because this is the thing. The division the Patriots are in with the fucking Jets, the Dolphins, and the Bills, they're winning that fucking division. And that means they're in the playoffs. And if the fucking Patriots are in the playoffs, they've got a fucking chance. I don't care who that roster is. His only receiver this year... fucking Julian Edelman. That's it. And Edelman's a fucking nasty dude come playoffs when
he's
healthy.
Yeah, but he's been hurt a lot.
He was hurt last year, too. And he did a fucking amazing
That's true.
He was the Super Bowl MVP. He was the MVP of the Super Bowl. So he was healthy enough. And that's the problem is that fucking division with the Patriots, the AFC East, it's dog shit. It's always been dog shit ever since... I can remember the fucking Dolphins, the Jets,
the Bills.
The Bills never been good.
For a run every once in a while.
They haven't been good in ages since fucking Jim Kelly.
Yeah, not consistently.
Like, so the fact of the matter is
the Jets are always up there though. Like that's one of those other teams where you're just like, man, I never really pay attention to the Jets, and then occasionally they make the wild card.
Yeah, they haven't since Mark Sanchez, but I think those were rough times for them. Yeah, did they beat the Colts in the wild card? I can't remember, but I think they might have. But that's just the problem is they are kind of like what the Colts had with the NFC South for years, where it's like you knew the Colts were going to win. Yeah, you knew they were going to win the division. So I just can't bet against the Patriots. If they're in the playoffs, like they absolutely have a chance to win the AFC and go to the Super Bowl. Looking at the NFC, so as we said, I think Kansas City,
they're definitely
the Patriots. I think the Colts are going
to
be a big threat this year.
I don't know.
About,
that division's going to be hard, though.
I don't know about them winning the Super Bowl, but I think if they went on a run, they could string something together. Like,
well,
I think we're a year short of that. I think we're a year short of being a championship team.
I think the Colts and the Texans are both in an advantageous spot at this point because if they can stay healthy, this division is tough enough that you have to be good to make the playoffs in this division this year.
Yeah.
If that's the case where you have to fight your way all season to make it, you have a lot more drive going into the playoffs. And you're probably better as a team at that point because the competition's stiffer.
Man, the NFC, I still think the Rams are definitely a threat.
Oh, yeah.
The Eagles kind of fell off. Like, man, they could be a really good team. But Carson
Wentz. Well,
we'll see
if Carson Wentz is.
He gets hurt. They don't have Nick Foles anymore.
Yeah, that's a big.
Seattle's an interesting team. They have DK Metcalf now for wide receiver. Russell Wilson's always been solid, and he's never really honestly had anything great
to work
with.
They just lost their whole defense last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
they did.
Every single impact player on their defense was gone.
The Cowboys aren't going to do shit. I, I don't see the Steelers are always an interesting team to watch.
Is Roethlisberger coming back?
Yeah, he's not like got another 3-year contract extension. Obviously, they lost AB and LB, but Juju Smith-Schuster is still really good.
Statistically better than Antonio Brown, too.
So I think the two teams in the NFC that you got to look at, I think, are the Saints and the Rams. Obviously, that's easy.
Yeah,
easy
I think
to say,
the Saints
just
are always
the previous year.
That's another good example of a good coach. I think Sean Payton
he's
is
amazing.
Incredible.
He's an offensive genius.
Yeah.
And
that guy has.
I could see the Saints doing. I mean, they got screwed in the NFC Championship with that call, but, you know, you had other opportunities to win the game. So it is what it is. Cowboys ain't going to do shit.
That's one team, like, I got to say this because I grew up in Houston. I was an Oilers fan back in the day. I'm a Texans fan now. I fucking hate the Cowboys. Always have. I probably always will. But I really wanted
America's
to see them
team.
Do well last year, and they just, like, kept tripping over their own feet.
Yeah, I don't think Dak Prescott will ever be. He's just serviceable. He's not going to be like a top tier quarterback. He's just going to be serviceable.
Yeah,
that's what I think of him.
I think
he had a great rookie year.
Well,
teams
I think they were great until Zeke got in all that trouble. And that fucked their whole dynamic.
They go as Zeke goes.
He lost all of his confidence though that year after all that nonsense.
There's no question that the Cowboys will go as Zeke goes, and that's how that team is. I don't think there's any question about it. If he's not doing well, then they won't do well. The Colts shut him out this year, and they held Zeke to like under 100 yards that game.
Yeah, he's not that hard to close down because they don't have any other assets.
No. Jason Witten's coming back.
Yeah, I saw
that.
So
glad he got out of the fucking booth. He was terrible. I'd like to see Pat
McAfee. He's one of my favorite tight ends, too.
He's just a tough dude, man. He's just a solid,
I think
tough
he has the
dude,
Cowboys
typical football player.
He's got the Cowboys
end.
Franchise record for receptions and yards, I'm pretty sure.
Probably does. I mean, he's been there his entire career.
Forever.
And, you know, was really elite during the Romo years, and he's just fucking tough dude. So hopefully he'll do good things.
I was
this
not
year. I'm
upset
not,
to
I'm
see
not,
Tony Romo go.
I'm not going to draft him on my fantasy team, but I think
he's a good distraction.
The best tight end in the league now is easily Travis Kelce.
Oh, yeah,
Kelce.
Especially after last year.
Travis Kelce is easily going to be the number one tight end with Gronk being out. Gronk was, even last year, you know, Gronk was hurt. Kelce did head and shoulders, you know, above everybody else at that tight end position. So
that team utilizes him the right way, too.
Yeah, having that guy at quarterback, it'll be interesting to see if teams figure out Patty Mahomes this year. You know, everybody does. If you're, like, you know, like looking at Dak Prescott, you know, rookie quarterbacks can do amazing things, but once they have some film on you, those guys are going to figure some shit out on you. So I don't think he's going to regress greatly, but I think he'll come back down to earth a little bit this year. Especially at without question, if they don't have Tyreek Hill, if he has the
that's
the issues
huge
with the wife or the kid.
Yeah, he's one of my keepers too. That hurt.
I think if you're going to look at positions before we wrap this up, just kind of go through like the skilled positions and who we like at each position. So at quarterback,
there's
I think in fantasy
too many choices.
I think. But you usually have, you know, at those top tier guys, I think you have to include luck.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. Mahomes is up there.
Mahomes will be
he's
up there.
He's probably
going to
be the highest rated quarterback.
I think those are your top tier guys at quarterback.
Tom Brady is consistent.
Yeah, I think he's just a step below those guys.
Yeah, they run the ball. It's a little more balanced. Yeah.
Running back, I love Alvin Kamara.
He's probably my favorite.
He's just so well-rounded. He gets a ton of receptions, and he gets the rushing yards. I mean, he might only rush like 9 times a game, but he'll get 88 yards, and he'll have 10 receptions for 120 yards.
Yeah, that's the kicker.
Two rushing touchdowns and a reception.
Receiving touchdowns. Yeah.
And
he's wicked fast.
There's no more Mark Ingram on that team. I think that will be an advantage to him. They'll have another guy to do some of the heavier work.
But it's not Mark Ingram.
And I think it'll only benefit Alvin Kamara. I'm trying to think who else I like at running back.
Leonard Fournette's probably going to have a decent year.
If he can stay healthy.
Yeah, if he can stay healthy. He crushed my fantasy dreams last year.
Nick Foles will definitely help that situation there.
Oh, yeah.
Who else was like
super? Where did Le'Veon Bell end up? Did he sign anywhere? The Jets. I mean, that's always something to watch. He's a good rat. Well, he's a good back.
And the thing with him this year is the fact that he didn't play last year. So that's good for a running back.
Fresh legs.
He's going to be fresh.
Yeah, he didn't get the crap beat out
of him. But I feel like the Jets are kind of one of those teams that like running backs go to die.
Recently, yeah.
I don't care how elite
I don't know.
The guys are. Like, I just feel like you're going to go
if Le'Veon Bell can stay healthy, he's going to fit into their system really well. He's good at those sweeping runs, those pitch outs. He's fast.
It'll be...
I've never been a huge
really
Bell
fan,
but... It'll be
really good for Sam Darnold. I mean, that. I think he'll be a good quarterback. I don't think he'll be an elite quarterback, Sam Darnold.
Yeah,
I don't know. I can't really think of any...
That's you know what it, that's
for the Jets.
The Jets are where quarterbacks go to die.
Yeah, there haven't been a good quarterback there in a long time, I think Oakland will be a lot better this year. They're not going to be.
I agree.
Good,
I think this is going to be a lot better. We're going to see the first year of the Jon Gruden team.
Yeah,
he's finally got
house.
His pieces and Marshawn Lynch is gone. He's got rid of all his like riffraff players.
Got the guy from Alabama at running back.
Yeah.
Jalen Richard or who I can't remember, but
that's another one.
I think he's
another
a
running
good
back.
Running
Carolina's
back.
Back that you draft every
McCaffrey.
Year.
That's somebody
that
I forgot.
That dude is scary good.
He'll have an amazing. He's like
especially
Alvin
with Cam
Kamara's
getting
name.
A little older, where he's not running the ball as much.
It's the same thing as like Alvin Kamara because he's gonna get his rushing yards and he's gonna get those receptions.
I think Melvin
yards.
Gordon's probably gonna have a good year too.
Melvin Gordon's solid. David Johnson fell off. I don't think he's...
Yeah, I couldn't tell if that was just him trying to come back from an injury and just, like, shook his confidence or...
I think he's falling off.
He needed to have a Rocky montage to get back on his feet.
Honestly, fuck, I'm drawing a blank. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. Our Colts running back. He's done all... why am I drawing a blank? The little fast guy.
The old man?
No. It's really bothering me.
It's not. I don't even know who the Colts running backs are now anymore.
I have to look. I can't believe I'm drawing a blank.
I think Deshaun Watson could be a top tier quarterback.
Marlon Mack.
Oh yeah, Marlon Mack's good.
He's interesting. Like I'm not gonna say he's like a top tier guy, but
he could.
He
be.
Has some games that really
he
pop
could be.
Though. Some games that really pop, and if Reich's trying to balance that offense more. Definitely could see them leaning on Marlon Mack a little more. So it'll be a good year, but let's go ahead and wrap this up for today. It's been a good show and we'll definitely do another one here soon. So thanks everybody for listening. This is episode 1, wrapping up, signing out.